The center will serve all immigrants in Whatcom County, regardless of their immigration status. It will provide legal services, health care, education, and protection from discrimination and civil rights violations. On Monday, City Council members discussed the center's proposal to be funded by the city. City Council member Daniel Hamel expressed concerns that the city could not keep immigrants' personal information confidential because of public records requests. But the city's Immigration Advisory Board says there are ways to address data confidentiality without collecting unnecessary information. Tara Villalba is a member of the board.
The Immigrant Resource Center does not have to collect identifying information such as addresses and last names unless the person coming understands that that information is subject to public disclosure before they disclose it.
Villalba also says immigrants should make these informed decisions. She says this cannot be an excuse to exclude them from civic engagement and participation.
Immigrants pay over $1 billion in taxes in our county, like everybody else. That's what that center is also trying to address. It's really a way for people to be able to participate democratically in our local governance.
The council hasn't decided whether the city will directly provide services to immigrants with its own staff, if the local government will establish a partnership, or if a community service organization will be contracted to do so. For the IAB, the city is the only place where structural change can happen to address the barriers that immigrants face every day. I'm Johanna Bejarano.